Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rolling Stone is reporting a second American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesman confirmed in an email statement the death of U.S. citizen Steven Zabielski. The president and first lady visit a local COVID-19 vaccination clinic hosted by the District of Columbia's Department of Health. That'll take place at 2:30 this afternoon, Eastern. With the highest gas tax in America, California will increase the rate by 3 cents a gallon at the end of the month. Tens of thousands of railway workers walked off the job in Britain on Tuesday, bringing the train system to a crawl in the country's biggest transit strike for nearly three decades. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff were holding a 24-hour strike. The made-for-TV January 6 committee is set to resume today. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is scheduled to testify. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News Monday international rules of war would not apply to two Americans that Russian forces captured in Ukraine, and he wouldn't rule out the death sentences for the vets. The way things were handled, Bob Saget's death has some deputies in hot water.
Two deputies with the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida have been suspended for the next couple of weeks without pay for leaking the news of comedian Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. One of the deputies told his brother about the death after responding to the scene. The brother then posted the information on social media, according to the investigation report. The other deputy wasn't on duty, nor was he involved in the death investigation when he told his neighbor about Saget's passing. Saget died back in January at the age of 65, following an accidental blow to the head, likely from a fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For more information, visit us, usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The leadership, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, are being called out for taking $350 million of payments from an unknown source. When a court ordered them to reveal the paperwork, the government agency hid the source of the payment by redacting the paperwork. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, and Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, on Monday, released a video outlining how the GOP might investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci's possible conflict of interest to the American people. Jordan and Marshall say that if the Republican Party wins back the House, the GOP will look to investigate 11 virologists, including Fauci, because the country deserves the truth, the congressman said. Vice President Kamala Harris failed a history lesson about Juneteenth holiday Monday, telling kids that black people were enslaved in America for 400 years.
Today is a day to celebrate the principle of freedom. And think about it in terms of the context of history, knowing that black people in America were not free for 400 years of slavery, but then at the end of slavery, right? When that declaration happened, when the Emancipation Proclamation happened, then America had to really think about defending
vice president was off by more than 150 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Our next guest grew up on a farm in California, received his bachelor's from Fresno State College and his JD degree from the University of San Diego School of Law. He gave his life to the Lord in 77, retired as a Superior Court judge from Fresno County in 08, and he now lives in Cambria, California, and attends a Cambria Vineyard Church, and was widowed in 2016. Buck Levis, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
What a background. What a ride for you. I mean, looking back at your rich history and, you know, the journey that God has taken you through, wow, this is incredible.
It's been, it's been quite a ride.
Well, you know, and what we're going to be talking about is this book, Coming Clean Here, which addresses something that we've addressed several times. I wish we'd had more time to do it, but it's important that we keep talking about this, and that is that there's sin in the camp, and this is causing challenges in churches and denominations of every stripe and color, because we're not addressing these things, and it's really hurting people, not only those that need to address the sin, but others who see it and go, what's going on with the church? Why are they ignoring the sin problem that is amongst us?
Well, my personal opinion is that it's not one of the acceptable sins. It's something that is that creates a great deal of shame for the individual, and the church really doesn't want to admit that the people in the church have this kind of a problem, because it is such a shameful sin. And the enemy has been very successful, I think, in keeping it in the darkness where it can grow. And it has grown.
Right. What we're talking about is pornography, ladies and gentlemen. I've heard numbers anywhere from a third to two-thirds of Christian pastors, youth leaders, struggle with pornography. And another study that I was recently reading, Judge, was that Sunday night seems to be the time of choice for pastors. I mean, which is ironic. I mean, here you spend Sunday, you know, preaching the Word of God, being with the flock, and then Sunday night comes, and a lot of pastors find themselves in front of their computer screens looking at things that they would not want the congregation to see them looking at.
Well, I think that that's probably true. I haven't seen that statistic, but if you think about it, you work all week long, then on Saturday, what do? You go play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's for oftentimes for men, unfortunately, that's where they go to play, because they go to pornography. And Sunday night is sort of, I would think, kind of the pastor's time to have a little time off for themselves.
Right. A little decompression time. And the thing is also that people need to understand here, Buck, is that it's not just a male-dominated figure. I mean, this crosses both genders, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, the statistics I've heard within the church are that there are about 20% of the women in the church that are using pornography.
Mm.
And on any given Sunday morning, 66 to 67% of the men sitting in the pews are using pornography.
Wow.
I mean, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
And you know, this stuff, the estimates are that the profit from this industry, that they make more money on porn than CBS, ABC, and NBC combined. And they make more money than they do. They make more money than the AFL, NFL, and the National Hockey League combined. Hey, it's a huge business.
Well, and they're, you know, they're playing off our, I guess, our natural, I mean, these are our natural worldly purient desires. I mean, we are an over-sexed society. I mean, to the point now, Buck, I mean, look what's going on in schools, Buck, are indoctrinating, some have said grooming our kids with all this sexual language and culture.
I know, and it's real scary because that's, they are... If they can get this to the new generation, the young people growing up, then it becomes common for them in their early life, and who knows how far this is going to go when they get older. You know, God gave us this desire, this urge. That's a beautiful thing, something that He created, and we have perverted it.
Yes.
And we've not only perverted it, we have decided to live a lie. And our, you know, when you're involved with pornography, most people are living the lie. Hard way to go.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, again, you know, God's very clear. You know, if we do right, it'll go well for us. And look what's happening since we've abandoned godly principles. We're paying the big price of this. I mean, we've got teen suicide on the rise, addiction, fatherlessness. These are all outgrowths of sin, are they not?
Absolutely. I don't think there's much doubt in, well, there's no doubt in my mind, but I don't think there's much doubt in anyone's mind, whether they're religious or not religious, secular, Christian, or any other religion. I think that it's become pretty obvious in our world.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. And the other big lie that we're dealing with here, Buck, is that somehow in our humanity we think that we can heal ourselves.
I found out a long time ago that that's not true. If you try to do it on your own, perhaps somebody may be successful doing that. I don't know. I certainly wasn't. The people that I knew were not. I have never met somebody who's done it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And, you know, this thing is bigger than you are.
Right.
And just... Mm-hmm. Just as all sin is bigger than you are, if you don't give it to God, you're not going to get away from the sin, because that's what sin is. It's an affront to God. It's disobedience to God and to His word.
Well, there's something mysterious and so powerful about sexual sin, that it's a sin against our very bodies. And the hooks of sexual sin just capture our imaginations in such a powerful way. You know, I find that to be quite mysterious, Buck. Do you?
Yeah, I do, Bill. I think one of the things is that God intended it to be so wonderful and so good, and that's what causes the fascination with the perversion of it, is that it is. It's a marvelous thing, and it's something God intended to bring us pleasure, and He intended to procreate through it. He intended it to be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the enemy has taken it and has made it so attractive.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Kent Buck Levis after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're visiting with the author of Coming Clean. You know, Christians just shouldn't have to struggle against sexual sin and temptation. This is the second edition of this book. Why the second edition, Kent?
The first edition that I wrote it wasn't the book that it is now. It was a daily devotional, which this is also, but it was simply during the time that I struggled with addiction to pornography and the time I was being healed from that addiction, I would get on my face every morning in front of God and just ask God to give me what he wanted to show me out of his word for that day. And he would always give me one verse, and he would give me one page in my journal, and he did that every day, 7 days a week, for 3 years.
Wow.
And at the end of that time, God said, you know, I want you to write a daily devotional. I struggled a little bit with that, and I said, okay. And then when I did that, God said, I want you to publish it. I said, wow, well, maybe under a pseudonym.
Yeah.
And he said, no,
yeah. Right.
I want it under your name. And so I wrote it. And that's what it was, basically, was just the verse and what God had downloaded to me for a daily devotional for a period, for a use of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did that, I got to thinking, and a very godly mentor said, you ought to do a study guide. And I thought, well, not a study guide. But what I did do was, because I feel it was at God's direction, is that I added to the material that was already there one single question based on what God had downloaded to me.
Mm.
And then four Bible verses that spoke to the question that was asked. The questions are uplifting sometimes, challenging oftentimes, but it really, the questions are designed to get you to think and to explore what God says about the issues that are raised. And so that's why the second edition.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that God had you do a devotional after you going through the process yourself and realizing that this is such a stronghold for the evil one that it requires intentionality, it requires consistency, it requires regularity, something that you don't go after and say, well, you know, I'll do it once a week. I mean, this is a moment-to-moment daily commitment and reinforcement, right?
Absolutely. And it is a daily decision, a daily struggle, a daily fight. You know, I still meet with an accountability partner once a week. And I'm doing my own devotional every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I need, in my life, I need to start my day reading God's word and addressing the issues, the temptations that almost surely will come against me that day. And so, yeah, you got to do it every day. Yeah. You don't do it every day, the enemy's going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and it's amazing about sin is that it can be so subtle, right? I mean, it's a commercial that pops up on the TV. You're watching, you know, a golf match, and there's something, you know, that's thrown up in front of you. It could be, you know, another woman that crosses through your orbit that is provocatively dressed. Anything, you know, that could trigger your memory and trigger that stronghold within your subconscious, right?
That's exactly right. And it doesn't take much for the enemy to use that. And it starts, and you think, you just kind of dismiss, no, that's not a big deal.
Mm. Yes.
But it works on you.
Exactly.
Bit by bit by bit by bit until it grows, until somebody was saying that what it's like is driving down the street and seeing a freeway on-ramp. Once you turn the wheel and start down that on-ramp, you're back on the freeway. And that's exactly the way that the enemy works with sexual sin, in my opinion, mm-hmm. pornography.
Well, and as you stated, this is such a powerful force. I mean, these numbers that you're presenting here are larger than I suspected. It, you know, whether it's pastors or youth leaders, and it's no wonder that our kids who, you know, we turn over to our youth leaders, right? We think, okay, well, he's a youth pastor, you know, what do we have to worry about? Well, little do we know that they're human like the rest of us, and when you are dealing with, you know, sexual sin, Boy, I'll tell you, that's, you know, you keep that in the darkness, don't you? But yet it has a way, not necessarily, you know, overtly presenting itself. I mean, although it will, you know, sometimes it will do that. But it does, there's just something that's missing that the kids they have their radars out. And they know when somebody's gaming them. They may not understand it, but this is the kind of hypocrisy that is turning our kids away from church and from being, real victors of the gospel and to carry the message on to the next generation, because they just see this as phoniness and illegitimate.
You're absolutely right, Bill. And I think that the next step in that is that the church needs to realize that and make the church a safe place for somebody who is struggling with that to come to the church and say, I've got this problem, help me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that many churches, not all, but many churches, I think, are not very comfortable when somebody comes to them and says that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're much more comfortable with alcoholism. They're comfortable with all other kinds of stuff that they have programs for. But sexual sin, not so much. And I think that's what we need. We need churches not to, when they find out somebody has that problem, you don't want a church that shuns people, mm-hmm. that holds them up to infamy. A person that's struggling with sin doesn't need that. A person that's struggling with sin needs to sit down with people that love him and will address the sin with him.
Exactly. Well, and what you're saying here is the churches are ill-prepared to deal with, potentially two-thirds of their congregation. That's massive.
Yeah, it's true. I often wonder how many men walking into a church on Sunday morning and sees all his friends or her friends, and they say, how are you doing? They say, fine, no problem. And yet they're just lost in sexual sin.
Yeah.
And what a pity.
Well, again, this is what the enemy wants. I mean, it's like in any kind of military operation, doesn't necessarily want to kill you, but if I can wound you and have you be the agent or the catalyst to drag down the rest of the body, that can be pretty effective just as well, right? If not
Absolutely.
Even more effective. I can take out more people carrying your wounded body as opposed to just burying you and moving on.
Yep, that's correct. And, I think the bottom line, we've got to stop making sexual sin a secret in our churches. We've got to openly address it.
Buck Levis, he's the author of the revised and updated version of Coming Clean, I've got to say, a ministry leader, but he former judge. He's lived life, and he's here with a message for the churches and for the people of God's church to step up and help one another in dealing with sexual sin. Buck, thank you so much. I appreciate your transparency, the book as well, Coming Clean, and Godspeed. I wish you well. Thank you.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by T-Mobile. T-Mobile has invested in its network resources and expanded its emergency response fleet to be ready for whatever this year's hurricane and wildfire seasons bring its way. June 1 is the official start of the hurricane season. T-Mobile has made network resiliency investments, added new response vehicles and thousands of backup generators, and launched a new collaboration with the Weather Channel to keep customers, communities, and first responders connected when needed most. T-Mobile also shared tips so that everyone can take active steps to prepare before and during weather events. Make a disaster kit with a list of emergency numbers and waterproof resealable bags and chargers. Download the Red Cross and FEMA apps and subscribe to your local authorities' text alerts on your phone. Download the Weather Channel app on your smart TV or streaming device and ensure your communication devices are fully charged. T-Mobile is preparing to support a more resilient network in the face of storm season, and customers can be prepared too. Visit T-Mobile.com/news for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rolling Stone is reporting a second American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesman confirmed in an email statement the death of U.S. citizen Steven Zabielski. The President and First Lady visit a local COVID-19 vaccination clinic hosted by the District of Columbia's Department of Health. That'll take place at 2:30 this afternoon, Eastern. With the highest gas tax in America, California will increase the rate by 3 cents a gallon at the end of the month. Tens of thousands of railway workers walked off the job in Britain on Tuesday, bringing the train system to a crawl in the country's biggest transit strike for nearly three decades. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff were holding a 24-hour strike. The made-for-TV January 6 committee is set to resume today. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is scheduled to testify. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Joe Schimmel joins us now. He is a film producer, keynote speaker, and pastor. We're talking about the controversy over the lesbian kiss that went to infinity and beyond. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be on with you.
Well, you ask what is going on in the usual wonderful world of Disney, Hollywood, music cults, the occult, pop culture, and prophecy. What's happening?
Oh, man, just a lot of crazy stuff. In fact, a lot of, you know, everything pretty much that you mentioned ties together. We've been under this onslaught of, you know, I mean, they're activists, but from a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective, having a biblical worldview, the scriptures warn that, you know, as time progressed before Christ would return, that evil men, it says, would wax worse and worse. Jesus said lawlessness would increase. The love of many, and that word there is agape, which is often used of God's, just how to kind of sold out love to God. Jesus said, would grow cold. And Paul used the word storge, astorge, which in the Greek, the letter alpha, which we pronounce, you know, astorge, before the word storge, which is family love. Paul says in the last days, perilous times will come, men will be lovers of self and so forth. And he says they'll be without astorge, or without storge. Astorge means no family love. There's these various Greek words, but it mentions a breakdown of the family, and there's been an onslaught, destruction of the family. Satanist Aleister Crowley, who's influenced culture more than just about anybody, popular culture, from the 60s onward, his top Satanist, he said, you know, the family is public enemy number one, called marriage institution repugnant, and said, let me seduce the boys of England and introduce sodomy. And because he goes, when I went after the youth, and then he said, let me set my eyes on the United States of America. And then it just so happens that the founder of the gay liberation movement was a temporally oriented magical. And he was called the oldest hippie because he was influencing the youth. And that just gives your audience a little sketch of some of the spiritual factors behind the scenes, but you could draw a line right
entertainment, even into, you know, what's popular with regard to a lot of the characters that are out there today.
Exactly. Well, Joe, this has been a gradual deconstruct that has been taking place. It just didn't start yesterday. As you said, this has been going on for decades. In fact, we were just having this conversation with several of our guests in today's show. This seems to be the theme and how, you know, the key building blocks of the family that God has established have eroded. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, it was father knows best. And then you had the, you know, the feminist movement that, you know, deconstructed the significance of the father. And look what that's done to the household. I mean, everybody's been denigrated. The children have been denigrated. Wives have been denigrated. The family unit has been denigrated. And here we are today dealing with, you know, crime, suicide, addiction, sexual addiction. I mean, the devastation is incomprehensible. But as you said, God was clear and he warned us about this, and we're in the midst of it, and we're even at the point where we're, you know, we're at that point almost like in the book of Judges where we're throwing our hands up. We just don't know what to do anymore. You know, after having all this time of looking at life according to our own eyes, and God just saying, okay, we'll have it your way.
No, that's exactly, you've got your finger on the pulse of what's going on there. It's heartbreaking, to say the least. There is some, you know, blowback obviously going on because, you know, even from an end time perspective, Book of Revelation states that there'll be people from every nation, people, kindred, and tongue that will be washed in the blood of Christ, and there'll be those holdouts, you know, and right. We all want to be, the, you know, believers want to be among them, but there's also this mass erosion that's taking place. And but when I say some blowback, it was good to know that, you know, the new Lightyear, you know, movie, it kind of pretty much bombed, not just in the United States,
right,
but around the world. So there's a
exactly.
lot of people. I mean, he's a huge character among the young people, as a kid's favorite, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, but in that particular, movie that just came out, he's, you know, his sidekick is a lovable, you know, lesbian named Alicia. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, she basically marries her partner and they greet each other with a kiss and as they, you know, begin their family together. So you have, this is just kind of in your face. And a lot of the reaction is a lot of people are saying, hey, a lot of parents, not just Christian parents, are like, hey, we don't want lesbianism and, you know, the LGBT, you know, we don't want the whole agenda, LGBTQ, activists shoving this agenda down our throats. And some are seeing through it, some aren't, because obviously there's this, I mean, I'm sure you saw probably a couple months ago now, you know, where you had top, this was in response to DeSantis' bill there in Florida to protect kindergartners to
right.
third graders from being indoctrinated by an agenda that would, you know, encourage them to have sex changes and so forth. That's what that was. And then the response was Disney top employees, you know, TV animators and producers and executive, you know, executives talking about, hey, everything from one of their leading animators stating that, hey, you know, I'm putting queerness everywhere and nobody's trying to stop me. And mm-hmm. another saying that a top executive saying that, you know, we want 50% of our characters to 50% of our characters to, you know, be basically representatives of the LGBTQ community and other minorities. Well, they're focused on minorities. Of course, nobody in their right mind has a problem with a focus on minorities. We want, you know, as Christians, Christians were emancipators.
Yeah.
We stood up for
right.
slaves and so forth. So we want red, brown, yellow, black, or white, you know, for oppression and sight. But we're talking about a sexual perverse agenda, talking about things with our children, which we don't dare talk about when they're in kindergarten.
Right, exactly. And, of course, regardless of the amount of money, I mean, it's estimated that it has cost Disney just that move on the first blush at least $44 billion. And that didn't seem to dissuade them. And now here they are and then making these statements. I mean, they're doubling down. And, you know, you got stockholders that are getting nervous because what are we doing this for? You know, for 1-2% of the community, basically. Although they'd want us to believe something different. I mean, you have some of these teachers. In fact, there was one teacher I remember that she was on a news show, and she was claiming that 43% of her kids in her class, I think it was like a fourth or fifth grade class, were reportedly trans. Well, you know what happens there. That's indoctrination. That's grooming. I shared with the audience, it was much like when I was in grade school in kindergarten and I went to Catholic school. The priest would come in and ask all the boys, how many of you boys want to be priests when you grow up? Of course, 100% of the boys raised their hand. And then the nuns would come in and the nuns would ask the girl, how many of you girls want to be nuns? Well, 100%. That's in kindergarten. By the time you got to eighth grade, we were down to about two or three. Eventually it weeds itself out. But in this particular case, when you've got, the narrative being forced about them in classrooms and, that's the cool thing to do. And somehow there's recess yard acceptance. Because now you're trans, now you're one of the cool kids now, your identity now is because you're trans, it's not because you're a unique creation of God.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And when you get to social media, it's like, the whole thing that's in vogue today is being a victim. Well, young white girls, it's like in young white males, they're not the victims, they're the future problems. So how do you become a victim? Well, you'd identify as trans.
Exactly.
In the victim crowd. So it's a seduction. You're not kidding all the way around. And then, of course, popular media, we're talking, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Just the huge movie that didn't bomb was the new Doctor Strange movie in the Multiverse of Madness, because it's the Avenger movies and it's the Marvel movies that, have been number one. And Doctor Strange, the key player in the Avenger movies of late. And it's interesting, in the last, one of the great, besides of all the occult practices that are promoted through Doctor Strange and Marvel right now, you have, in that particular movie, there was one particular, there's a Scarlet Witch, there's Doctor Strange, and in that movie you have America Chavez. She's the one person, she's got this giftedness to where she can transverse the universes at will. And she's the star that she takes, she's basically got the star power or the superhero power. But she's a lesbian who flirts with different superheroes throughout the comics. And she's one of the Young Avengers. And the Young Avengers,
Joe, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back. More from Joe Schimmel after this. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The Friday,
you know, we were warned about all this. We were told in the Word of God, in the book of Isaiah, the fifth chapter, that we would come to that point in time when that which is good would be called evil, that which is evil, you know, would be called good. I mean, we're in an upside-down world experience, no doubt. Joe Schimmel is with us. He's a film producer, keynote speaker, and a pastor. And, you know, we're talking about these issues that face the culture. And, Joe, I got to tell you, many people I hear from, they go, Bill, you know, what do we do? I mean, we see, you know, people running into a cement wall, and we try to warn them, and they tell us, well, get your Jesus away from me. I want nothing to do with it. And I said, look, don't be offended. I mean, Jesus said this would happen, and if people are going to ignore the warnings, that's on them. Our responsibility is to share with them what we know in the love of Jesus Christ and the intention of God. And that's where our hearts should be. It's up to them. They're free will agents. I mean, we've got 30 days of Pride Month that has taken place right before God and everybody. I mean, this is like the prophets of Baal, right? They're all coming. All we need is a mount and a sacrifice here and a prophet to say, okay, all right, let's take your God and we'll go one-on-one, my God against your God. Let's build a fire here, and you tell me what happens, and let's, you know, and short of that, that obvious response and that obvious demonstration, the people are going to continue as they darn well please, because they're being convinced that, you know, by the culture, by their own desires, that this is a way to go. And there's just something, you know, as we were talking earlier with a former judge, sexual sin, there's something about sexual sin, Joe, that is so powerful. And it's, when it gets its hooks in you, it can do a lot of damage. But we need to remember, but God. God can conquer that, right?
Amen. Absolutely. And that's, you know, our hopes in him. And praise God, we do read the end of the book. And by his grace, he wins, and we win on his coattails, because we see, you know, at the end of the book of Revelation, we're successful in Christ. But of course, as you've mentioned, in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, it mentions that the world system itself, there'll be those that Jesus mentioned go down that broad road to destruction. Said many go that way, but few are on the straight and narrow road that leads to life. And it's Revelation 9, I believe 19 and 20, it says they didn't repent to give God glory, even though God's wrath has been falling upon them during the end of the tribulation period. and if they didn't repent of their pharmakeia, which is their druggings or dopings,
right.
Magic, sorcery, it could be translated as well, it's using drugs for sorcery, and they don't repent of their porneo, their sexual sin as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the world's going to keep going that route, but we need to, as the scriptures say, snatch as many out of the fire as we can. And it's imperative that we recognize, and this is what I think it kind of breaks my heart the most, is if I'm trying to prioritize what really hurts, breaks your heart, is that so many of the parents are losing their children because they're not protecting them from what they're viewing on social media and popular entertainment. So their kids are going to these movies, many of them, and they're watching, you know, ladies kiss. They're watching guys, you know, I mean, it just gets disgusting. And this mm-hmm. becomes normative, and they spend very little time getting influence, oftentimes, through you know, Christian leadership, through their parents. And it's imperative that parents spend time with their children, that they guard them from mm-hmm. the onslaught of Satan's warfare through popular media, through social media, through even peer pressure. These kids that they're letting their kids hang out with often are knee-deep in this stuff, and then they're proselytizing. Mm-hmm. Back when Crowley said, let me seduce the young boys of England, he said, let me build my army, you know,
and
they'll work for me. And so there is actually an army of, you know, it's absolutely mind-boggling what's going on, and we need to teach them foundations. The Bible says, if the foundations are gone, how shall the righteous stand? And we need to teach them. The Lord said that even Jesus in Matthew 19 emphasized that God made them male and female, that the two, male and female, would become one flesh. And he warned in chapter 18 that, what are those by whom stumbling blocks come, that sin's going to come to the world. But he said, those who bring it and those who cause one of these little ones to stumble, it's better than a millstone, a huge millstone be hung around their neck, and they throw it in the depths of the sea. You know, this gets really crazy because I was mentioning earlier, before we went to the break, that when you look at the top the movie genres, the top four of the top ten are now based on superheroes. Number one is, you know, Marvel's, you know, Avengers and so forth. And when you look at the top writers, we just dropped a movie last month. We're hoping to drop a new one of a seven-part series this month. And Marvel's and DC's War on God is, and then this one, Sex with Dr. Strange and Satanist Aleister Crowley. We're actually able to show, we take the top writers in one of our upcoming ones, which would be one of the parts, we look at the top 10 writers that are voted by Comic Book Review, the top fanzine site for, you know, comics. And these are mm-hmm. the, you know, comics that were made when we were younger, Bill,
right.
and now in the movies. And these are spellbinding for the kids. And a lot of parents think, I was reading these comics when I was a kid and so forth. And they're very unaware of what's happened over the last so many years where you have an agenda. And if you take just the top two or three writers for the sake of time, that are voted every 4 years by Comic Book Review fans, the top writer is Alan Moore. The next writer is Grant Morrison. Both of these men, both of these guys claimed and have admitted that they practice Aleister Crowley's magic. Mm-hmm. Crowley's a Satanist. And that they contact these powerful demonic beings, and they're channeling them, and they're writing scripts and so forth. And Time Magazine called Alan Moore one of the top 100 literary or English writers of all time. Well, Bill, he has a Lost Girls is one of his 17-year run on Lost Girls, and it's Wendy from Wizard. It takes Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, Wendy from Peter Pan. These young girls, Alice from Alice in Wonderland, that puts them in sexual experiences. He was confronted by the BBC Hard Talk that this is, look, a lot of people are saying this is pornography. He says it is pornography. He goes, but I'm not using real characters. So he's putting these little prepubescent girls into these sexual experiences. One is young as 14, and this is being shoved down the throats of, so these are the comics young people are reading today. And then these things are being made, you know, they're taking Alan Moore, taking Grant Morrison, who, by the way, Bill, he speaks, we show where he's speaking before a ton of kids. He's like, it's like Elvis or the Beatles. These kids are freaking out because he's such a good writer. He's telling them how to practice sigil magic. He puts a big picture of Crowley in the back, 666 under him. Saying, you need to get Crowley's books. You need to practice his magic. How do you think I got where I'm at? So they're being introduced into full-blown occultism, Satanism, sexual, perversion, all kinds of occult practices. And the whole Crowleyan philosophy was do what thou wilt, not do God's will, but do what thou wilt shall be the whole law. I did a video years ago that still probably made better, greater impact than any of the videos we put out, called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, where we show Crowley being basically the unsung hero of the occult history of rock music, rap music now today, and we've updated it with a lot of stuff we've shown lately. But, mm-hmm. Bill, I was amazed when I looked at the top comic writers. I'm like, wow, I shouldn't be amazed. So my wife says, I'm surprised you're shocked because you've always, you know, we see this over and over again. You expose all of it.
Right.
I go, yeah, but now I'm looking at the top comic writers are into Crowley just, and their influence being used in the same way. So I'm hoping parents will wake up and they'll say, wait, we're in a spiritual war. We need to get our craft to God. We need to spend time with our parents and say, hey, there's a war for your soul. And our lives are vapors on this planet. We need to make sure we know Jesus before we enter into eternity.
Well, and as you say, the parents should have their eyes wide open to think about what they were exposed to as kids, you know, as, you know, following artists and, you know, screaming, you know, for Elvis and the Doors and Zeppelin and that, and the influence they had. This is, was all, when you look back, you can just see as being all part of the preconditioning of this cultural response that we have today, right?
Absolutely correct. And you're one, I get interviewed a lot, and you actually see very well what's going on. It's awesome to see it, obviously. I mean, but it's, when you see, you know, way back in the 60s and 70s, I mean, you have Kenneth Anger, the co-founder of the Church of Satan with Anton LaVey, a practitioner of Crowley's magic. He made the movie called Lucifer Rising, where Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin is seen with, like, this little dagger before a picture of Aleister Crowley. And he bought Aleister Crowley's mansion overlooking Loch Ness, and Do What Thou Wilt was off the runoff Matrix in Led Zeppelin 3. And you have that same Aleister Crowley at the top left, one guy over, of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, by the Beatles. And Kenneth Anger worked with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones when they put out their Satanic Majesty's Request, the Stones. They put out these two movies together. I'm sorry, these two, albums, I'm saying.
Albums.
Together.
Right.
And Crowley's Satanism was being promoted. And before he died, in an interview with Playboy, John Lennon said the whole Beatle philosophy was "Do what thou wilt," quoting Lester Crowley. Mm. So there's a spirit behind so much of those so many of these not only just groups, bands, influential people in media and Christians. A lot of times we just think, oh man, they're just really, really talented people. Well, a lot of these folks are you know, headlong involved in occult practices. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers, as Paul said, of the darkness of this world. There is a spiritual war, and that's why we need spiritual weapons. That's why we need to pray. Why we need God's word. We encourage one another, love one another, and point to the Lord and show that there's hope in this dark world. You know?
Exactly, because this is what's going to differentiate us. We are the called ones, called out ones. We've been sanctified. But you got to move in that sanctification. You can't surrender yourself to go along, you know, to get along, because then you're part of the problem. And you're not the answer that people are looking for. I mean, they're looking for a difference. They're falling victim into these cultish influences and grooming that's taken place. I mean, you know, you speak of John Lennon and the song Imagine. I mean, when you really, you know, break down the language and what he's presenting here,
I mean, it's
loud and clear. Joe Schimmel, thank you for...
very deceptive.
Yeah, exactly. Again, discernment is key. Joe Schimmel has been our guest, film producer, keynote speaker, and pastor. Joe, thank you. Look forward to having you back. Take care. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other net.